Gwaka ish kyle work you hut to a sock. Yes na hutsati. Desitan a hut. Chukanedi yadi. Kagwantan dutch han a hut. Gautakan dach hunakau. My name is Glakaish Kyle Wark. I'm Klingit. I'm a raven from the Desitan clan. I'm a child of the Chukanedi. I'm a grandchild of the Kagwantan. I'm from the village by the cliff called Drum. I'm from the Lee of the North Wind people's territory, now living in exile. Today people call that Huna, Alaska. I'm really happy to see the proliferation of native names in public life. I don't know exactly how using my native name in public has changed people's perceptions of me. I think for a lot of instances, even when I introduce myself in Tlingit at gatherings I've been at, not just work gatherings, but in my private life even, I introduce myself, very few people call me Glakaish. And it's not the hardest name that I've heard of native names to pronounce or anything like that, but it's still, I think, enough of a stumbling block that people don't want to take the chance and say it wrong or something like that. So most people still call me Kyle. But Glakaish, it's a specific incident within my clan. It's a specific individual who had a particular lived experience, and that particular lived experience was recorded as a name that was given to him. And that particular experience gets reincarnated down through the generations as that name is passed on and invested in new clan members. There's a lot more meaning to having the name Glakaish than there is meaning to having Kyle Wark. There's something that transforms about us when we get a name invested in us. So being able to put that on my Facebook page is somehow giving that part of me room to breathe and giving it acknowledgement in this digital space. I think that there's something worthwhile about being able to incorporate it into this modern space.